A coronavirus outbreak has hit Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital with a newborn among the latest to test positive for COVID-19. The baby was being treated in the neonatal intensive care ward, where a health worker and two parents have also been infected. Authorities will now test everyone who spent more than 2 hours in the ward since July 12. Authorities are appealing to residents or visitors to Potts Point in Sydney's east to be alert for COVID-19 symptoms after a second restaurant was closed because of coronavirus. Two cases of COVID-19 have been linked to the Apollo restaurant, including a staff member. Police in Sydney will be out in force today in a bid to stop an unauthorised Black Lives Matter protest. New South Wales Police yesterday won a Supreme Court battle to prohibit the rally, arguing it would breach public health orders. Protest organisers say the event will still go ahead. Evacuation orders have been put in place at Sussex Inlet on the New South Wales south coast as a low-pressure system brings strong winds, rain and large waves to the area. Aged care workers on the front line of the battle against coronavirus have been awarded 2 weeks pandemic leave. The Fair Work Commission initially rejected calls for the leave, but now says it's important workers in the industry aren't hit financially if they have to isolate at home.